Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Still not sure what happened there, but an old man randomly called me a rascal.
Well, we like to say at this point of our careers, if you're still taking us seriously, you're an idiot.
Yeah. Please, for the love of God, do not make any life decisions based on the scientific research of this program.
So I mentioned yesterday, I was asking you guys, I'm like, hey, you think Dan Lanning's going to make some headlines tomorrow?
Yeah.
And I thought he would, because inevitably when Ryan Day or Dan Lanning or big name like that speaks, it's not that they're being controversial. It's just that something they say will be turned into a headline.
Someone will grab something.
Lanning did. It did happen. I sat down today to begin my award-winning show prep. I've won many awards. Many, many awards.
Many awards. People have never seen awards like this.
Yeah, I don't think they have. It's... As a matter of fact, you know that term award? I believe I came up with that.
I've never heard it before.
That's my word.
Until you, yes.
And the first thing I saw on ESPN.com, Oregon coach Dan Lanning advocating for college football playoff to adopt an NFL-style schedule.
Yeah.
So he told ESPN on Wednesday, he said, you'd love the rust to be knocked off when you step on the field for college football playoff games. Oregon won the Big Ten and was the only FBS team to finish the regular season undefeated. But the Ducks waited 25 days before facing Ohio State in the college football playoff quarterfinal at the Rose Bowl.
And that's the way, I mean...
And they fell behind 34-0.
Yeah. Hey, they played much better in the second half. But we all know this. I mean, this has always been the rub is... Remember the olden days when you just had, like, whether it was the BCS or you just had the one bowl game to decide it all? It was dumb. You took a month off and then you went out and played, and like that was your national title game. So, I mean, this has long been a rub of college football, that the regular season and the postseason, that gap, just there's nothing like it. It's one thing to get a bye week. It's another thing to get a month off.
So he'll probably get some heat for saying that. Ohio State message board be like, make an excuse. Bleh.
But there's not a, if any coach had been in that same scenario, they would have said the same thing. And he also talked about tampering. I saw that pissed some people off because he said there needs to be a crackdown on tampering. He said, yes, there has to be consequences to those actions. If not, there will be actions like that. And of course, then.
Well, did you see that exchange?
No.
I have that coming up in one of our reports.
Oh, okay. Well, can we play it now? In case somebody...
Yeah, hold on one. Give me
so the guy asked him about that. Yeah. He says, do you think there should be, I think he's fines or something?
Yeah, some sort of consequence.
For tampering.
Yeah.
And Lanning just goes, yes. And there's this awkward silence, and it's like, classic Lanning.
Yeah.
And then he's like, well, would you follow up on that? And here's what it sounded like.
There's a school in this conference that's suing over player tampering. Do you think that that's something that needs to be cracked down even more on in college football?
Yeah.
I bring it all, or
no? I mean, just like play the game the way it's supposed to be played, right? But there has to be consequences to actions, and if there aren't consequences, then there's going to continue to be issues like that.
Well, and he's talking about the University of Wisconsin is suing the University of Miami because
I think that's great.
Yeah, and you know, that's
let's create a good old fashioned rivalry, Big Ten ACC.
Well, we already have the Big Ten SEC pissing contest going on, so might as well throw the ACC into it. One of these days, someone's going to sit down and come up with some actual binding rules for college football. But one of the biggest problems we have is, and I think every coach would agree, whatever they decide and whatever this new format looks like, you've got to find a way to come up with something to where everyone stops suing each other. Well, I don't know if you saw this, but the collectives were basically told by the new, clearinghouse, that they don't exist. I know you don't follow this.
Yeah, well, a lot of this stuff is really lame to talk about.
Yes.
For the sake of our listeners, but yes, I know what you mean. Yeah. There's a new overseeing committee
yes.
that you have to run all NIL deals through, so collectives are no more.
And they told the collectives, we don't care what sort of details you put in. If it comes from a collective, we're not going to approve it. The Utah State Athletic Director put out one that was for like $2,000 for one of their athletes, and it was really well done, where the guy had to make appearances, social media posts. Like, it was a legitimate deal for like a couple grand. And the clearinghouse was like, yeah, no, it comes from a collective. Go to hell. Well, the attorneys of the House settlement were like, yeah, we're not doing that. Threatened to sue. Lo and behold, yesterday, that new committee came out and were like, our bad. Sorry, collectives are fine. Collectives can stay. So for like a week, collectives were getting put out of business. The threat of a lawsuit, and then it's like, nope, collectives are fine. We're back.
Well,
so,
yeah, because you're just going to, all you're going to do is drive the boosters back to the old way.
Yeah. So
of just grease and palms.
And you keep losing in court. So it's just, it's, there is no, whether it's the, so the with the lawsuit with the Wisconsin kid is that.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA cleared and CE marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
That Wisconsin kid outside of the transfer portal just left. He just said, I don't care about the transfer portal. I don't like what's going on at Wisconsin. We have a dispute over NIL. And so even though I'm not in the transfer portal, I'm just going to leave and go to Miami. And what? Miami was like, great, come here.
And Wisconsin's like, wait, how do you just make a decision to go to Miami if they can't be contacting you?
And the kid's like, I don't care. I'm in Miami now. Miami paid him. So Wisconsin's like, we're going to sue you. And Miami was like, there's no rules. F you. So and eventually, you know, whether it's collective bargaining or the president or Congress passing something, all of this stuff, we can all agree from Dan Lanning on down, there needs to be repercussions to tampering. There needs to be some sort of guidelines for NIL. There needs to be some sort of guidelines for eligibility, because I don't know if you've seen this. This is the new one. Everyone just keeps suing the NCAA saying, I should be able to play as long as I want. Who's to say that I only get 4 or 5 years
of eligibility? The Vandy kid did, because he's like, he'd already played 4 years. Yeah. It's like, yeah, but one of them was like junior college. Yeah, so.
I want more. So, like, they're just event until you come up with real legislation or a collectively bargained format, all of this stuff is going to be just this continual move the goalpost, blurry ass line. And as long as you're willing to kind of stick your middle finger up and tell the establishment, you know, do something about it, there's really nothing that can be done. Like, every time a school breaks something or violates one of these quote rules, someone's like, well, who's going to enforce it? The new one that I saw today, like every day something new comes out. So I think it was New Jersey that passed a law today, basically stating that, I'll look it up, basically stating that you can't restrict any NIL that a kid wants to get. So even they're basically saying, we don't care what you do, whatever sort of rule you pass, we're going to have a law that states that you can't prohibit what our kids can make in the state. There's already states looking at subverting rules that aren't even really enforceable right now. That's how crazy this is.
Okay, so then he says, I'd be in favor of creating our playoff system to mirror every other playoff system in sports. The season's over, and the playoffs start shortly after. The long break is something I'm not crazy about. I wish we played every single Saturday in college football. I wish college football ended on January 1.
Yeah.
Asked how the layoff before the Rose Bowl affected him, he said, we lost. It is what it is. But we were a healthy team coming in. It's almost a month. That's a long time. And then, of course, he credited Ohio State. So he said, January is supposed to be your month that you're able to go on the road as a coach and recruit. Last year's national championship game was January 20. So when do you go on the road to recruit? So there's just some things where I don't think the season aligns with the calendar in a lot of ways, and I wish I would, speed up.
Well, and the other one too is free agency begins while these guys are preparing for a national championship.
Exactly.
The transfer portal opens. We had a kid last year, the Penn State quarterback, who is now playing at transferred to an SEC school. I forget. The backup quarterback for Penn State that played a little bit when Aller was beat up.
Bo Prabula. Did he go to Ole Miss?
Missouri.
That's right.
Missouri. He had to leave while Penn State was pursuing a national championship because he was like, Drew Aller's going to come back and I need to find a landing spot. So you're having teams competing for a national championship that are losing players to free agency while the season's going on. It's insanity. Imagine if in the middle of the Major League Baseball playoffs, if free agency opened up and like the third starter for the Dodgers was like, you know, I really want to win this World Series, but it's insane. The getting's good right now. And the Yankees, who, by the way, aren't in the playoffs, they're willing to pay me a lot of money.
Playoffs.
So I'm going to leave and sign with them. That's what you have in college football.
Yeah. I mean, none of these comments are anything new. It's just he's reiterated. We talked to him about that very thing last year. And we were trying to hash it out, and he's like, dude, there's no easy way to do it.
No.
It's just really hard to get everything synced up. So he's still griping about it, and quite frankly, it gives me tired head to continue to talk about it. Hopefully they figure it out.
Yeah.
Okay? That's really it. Just figure it the F out.
Yeah.
And start the games, please.
Yeah, I wanted to get this correct. So the New Jersey NIL law just got passed by the state legislature, and it prohibits the NCAA or the CSE, which is their new clearinghouse, from penalizing schools or athletes if an individual, i.e. booster, or related entity violates their NIL rules. There is a state law now in New Jersey that says you can't punish any school or athlete or booster for violating your laws. I mean, that's... If you want the biggest FU to the NCAA, it's this. Like, if you're Rutgers right now, are you just sitting there laughing and be like, yeah, go ahead. We're gonna break every rule you have. Good luck enforcing it. We have a law that says you can't do that.
It's wild out there. And that concludes our Big Ten Media Day coverage, at least from the Oregon perspective. We love our college football here, though, so we will be talking more about that as the summer progresses. Coming up next... There was a great moment in Cleveland today.
Really?
Yeah.
Is there ever? Oh, I think I know what you're talking about.
It's now being hotly debated as well.
Does this involve the water?
Oh, this is, it involves Lake Erie.
Yeah.
This is being hotly debated.
Yes.
Oh, this is great. Mm. We'll tell you about it.
I was just wondering if anything great's ever happened in Cleveland. I mean, it is Cleveland.
Well, didn't the lake catch on fire or the river?
Lake, There was a lake or the river. Yeah, it caught on fire.
I mean, that, you know.
Is that great?
Well, it's not great, but it's
notable.
Grand. Notable. Very notable.
Notable.
Very notable.
Noted notations, yes.
We will get to that next on 105.1 The Fan.